It's the Silver Star Pay It Forward campaign in partnership with Hot 1027 and Hot Cares.
It's Hot 1027 breakfast, and it's that time of the morning to pay it forward with Silver Star on Hot Cares, which you will know is all about changing lives. And today, we're speaking to a young woman whose courage and determination truly inspired us. Of course, we've got Shona in studio this morning as well. Good morning, Rev.
Good morning, Bunny. I hope you're well this morning.
Very, very well. Excited and I'm happy to always have you in studio as we do our Paying Forward with Silver Star.
It's really good to be here. And of course, today, Bunny, we're speaking to an amazing young woman whose courage and determination has truly inspired us.
So we're talking about Phemelo Motuaga. She's just 21 years old. She's in her fourth year studying law at UJ, and she's determined to build a better life for herself and for her siblings. We had a little look through the letter that we received through Hot Cares, and that over the past year, her life has really been turned upside down. Now, she was diagnosed with diabetes, and she suddenly lost vision in her right eye, and doctors have not been able to restore her eyesight. And since then, she's had to deal with so much, you know, the emotional and psychological and physical challenges of living with a visibly shrunken and irritated eye.
And on top of her studies, Bunny, Phemelo has been helping to support her grandmother, her two younger siblings after losing both parents. And despite all of this, she keeps pushing forward towards her dream of becoming a family lawyer.
That's incredible. And we're speaking to her this morning to hear more about her journey. We want to hear about her hopes for the future and, of course, how Hot Cares and Silver Star might be able to help. Phemelo, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good, thanks. And yourselves?
We are so excited to chat to you because we've been reading through your story and it's extraordinary. You are an extraordinary young woman. Tell us a little bit about yourself, your studies. What are you working towards right now?
So I'm currently doing my LLB at the University of Johannesburg, and my plan or my dream is to go into family law.
Why did you choose family law?
So I always wanted to be a lawyer, but I didn't really know which law I wanted to go into. And after my dad passed, we had a little bit of issues with with my grand getting legal guardianship of us.
Oh, right.
And since we couldn't get lawyers or anything, we got help at the WITS Law Clinic, where we were helped by other LLB students. It's something that you do when you're in your final year of LLB.
Okay.
So that whole experience of being helped by people who are my age made me decide that I want to be that person for other people.
Amazing.
Wow, that is wonderful. And in, you know, as you're journeying through this LLB, you've had quite a challenging journey, as we heard from Bunny. Could you share with us what happened with your eyesight and how you've been affected by it?
So my eye started bothering me in November last year. Mm-hmm. And it started off as the eye just flaring up every once in a while. I can't even tell you exactly when I lost my complete eyesight. It was, sorry.
No, it's okay.
Take your time.
Yeah, but I lost my eyesight in November. And
Sure.
It's okay, Phemelo. We understand how deeply it's affected you. We can hear.
It's just been a bit hard. Mm. Not only getting used to the fact that I can't see fully anymore, but just going about your daily life with people looking at you a bit different just because your eye looks just a bit weird and they don't understand what happened. And
yeah,
we're really sorry, Phemelo.
That's okay, Phemelo. But you know what really struck us is that, you know, in the midst of this very difficult thing that's been happening, and we can hear how deeply it's affected you. You haven't stopped. You carried on. And not only that, you're working so hard to be able to take care of your siblings and your grandmother.
And carry on with your studies, and you're doing well in them. And I think one of the things that really impressed Bunny and I is that you want to have this procedure done for your eye in the midterm. So when you've had a break, so that you don't miss out on your studies. And I think that's truly, truly something special and amazing about you.
Thank you.
So the procedure that Shona's talking about is, because you're talking about how, you know, your eye looks quite different and people look at you, and this procedure that needs to be done basically is what? Will you explain it to us and our listeners? It's a socket that needs to be put in, and how will that improve things for you?
So it's basically like a prosthetic that it'll just help my eye look normal again. Basically, it doesn't help with anything regarding my vision, but just basically making my eye look normal again. So.
But we know it's not just about appearance. We know it's really important.
So, Pamela, we've shared your story with our friends at Silver Star. Dion Basson joins us now with something we hope will change your life.
Dion, good morning.
Morning, Bunny. Morning, Shona. Hi, Pamela.
Hi.
So, Pamela, when our friends there at Hot Cares shared your letter with us, you know, we were deeply touched with not only your courage, but also your drive to step into that field where you feel so passionate about. We fully understand that, you know, having lost your eyesight, just making your appearance look normal is a big thing for you. And that's why, with the help from our friends at Hot Cares, Silver Star Page Forward is going to cover the full cost of that prosthetic eye shell, so that you can go forward and finish your studies and get into family law and help other families when they need it most. So, you know, just keep doing what you're doing. You know, you're such a courageous young lady stepping in for your siblings when your parents passed on. But yeah, so we just wanted to say well done and all the best for the future. And from our little part, we're hoping to get you back on track and confident to face your future.
Thank you so much.
It's a big pleasure.
Thank you so much, Dion. Dion, of course, from Silver Star, along with Hot Cares and Hot 1027. Thank you very, very much, Dion. We really appreciate the way you help and reach out.
And Pamela, we are so proud to be part of your journey. You know, all that you've come through, the fact that you've been tutoring and making, earning as much money as you possibly can to take care of your siblings, to take care of your grandmother in the midst of your own health scare and continuing. Like Dion said, we wish you every success with the future of your studies. We look forward for you paying it forward in the exact way that you intended. And we know that this is just the beginning of incredible impact that you're going to make as a lawyer and as a leader in your community.
Thank you so, so much. You have no idea how much this means to me.
We just hope that you have a wonderful day, and please let us know when you qualify so we can celebrate with you.
Yes.
All right, I will. Thank you so much.
Paying it forward with Silver Star on Hot Cares here on Hot 1027.
Another life changed with the Silver Star Pay It Forward campaign in partnership with Hot 1027 and Hot Cares.